Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, brain boosters. Jake Cotter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to making life a little less chaotic and a whole lot more awesome. We all crave that feeling of inner peace, right? That sense of calm knowing you've got this. Well, guess what? That starts with something surprisingly simple. Treating yourself with kindness. Yep, you heard me right. We're diving into the powerful world of self-compassion today, how to be your own best friend, even when things get tough. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, self-compassion, isn't that just a fancy way of being a pushover? Let me tell you, it's way more than that. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch. You wouldn't pile on the criticism or berate them for their mistakes, right? You'd offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake, because who doesn't love cake? Self-compassion is about extending that same level of kindness and understanding to yourself. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-compassion game. 1. Acknowledge your imperfections. We all have them, folks. No one's a shining beacon of perfection all the time. Embrace those quirks, those little slip-ups, because they make you human. Ever notice how we're way harsher on ourselves than we are on others? Stop with that internal critic. Talk to yourself with the same gentleness and understanding you would offer a loved one. 2. Practice mindful self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. It's about actively nurturing your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and carve out time for activities that bring you joy. 3. Reframe negative thoughts. That voice in your head saying, I'm not good enough, or this is a total disaster. Challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, our negativity bias gets the best of us, but we can choose to shift our perspective and focus on the positive. 4. Seek connection. We're social creatures hardwired for connection. Lean on your support system, friends, family, a therapist when you need a lift. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your wins with others creates a sense of belonging and reminds us that we're not alone in this journey. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, self-compassion is a practice, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up, when those negative thoughts creep back in. And that's okay. Just acknowledge it, offer yourself some kindness, and keep going. Now let me paint you a picture. You're working on this big project, pouring your heart and soul into it. You hit a snag, deadlines are looming, your brain is fried, and you feel like giving up. Instead of beating yourself up, what if you took a moment to breathe? To remind yourself that you're doing the best you can with the resources you have. Maybe you take a short walk, listen to some uplifting music, or call a friend for a quick pep talk. You acknowledge that this is challenging, but you're still capable and worthy. That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. It's about showing yourself grace, understanding, and forgiveness even when things get messy. So, as we wrap up today, remember these key takeaways. Embrace your imperfections, practice mindful self-care, reframe negative thoughts, seek connection, and be patient with yourself. This isn't about being perfect, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a dear friend. And trust me, when you start doing that, everything else starts to fall into place. Now, go out there and be your own best friend. Share this episode with someone who needs a little self-compassion boost. Leave a review if it resonated with you, or join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks, and remember every day is a fresh start to treat yourself with a little extra love. Until next time, keep those brains boosted.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.